is to stand up on top of my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, and the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Is the U.S. government a love government? Or a government that destroys families? Many times you hear these Republicans talk about values and family, and families must stay together. And when they use this rhetoric in Congress, especially these Republicans led by KKK, Rush, and Trump, and other Republican presidents that have actually lacked good moral character. Unfortunately, the last one that I thought was the devil, Ronald Reagan, he passed, an amnesty, for those who came into the U.S. before January 1st, 1982. So, listen, you don't have qualify for it. But, So is the government of the United States of America, and we're talking about the federal government, those U.S. senators, 100 distinguished people, and the House of Representatives based on proportional representation, is this a love government or a family that destroys family? Because U.S. immigration policy does not respect the families that come to the United States of America. Why? Well, once you come to the United States of America as a family, let's say you come to the U.S., husband, wife, and their two kids, let's say they're 4 and 5 years old. Once you come to the U.S. and you overstay your time, by one day, your visa is canceled. Once you overstay by 6 months, it means that you have accumulated unlawful presence and you're subject to a 3-year bar if the U.S. Once you overstay by a year, you have accumulated unlawful presence, which now bans you for 10 years. Which means once you're here, maybe they don't want you to leave because you are cheap labor. However, these families come into America. How can they legalize? What are the, what is the relief for people who come here and overstay? And basically, the only category available to people who come to the U.S. and overstay their time that are married, like those who are single, are if you have a child 21 years or older, a U.S. citizen petitioning for you. Or you are 21 years or older, a U.S. citizen petitioning for your parent or a parent petitioning for their child, 21 years or older, a U.S. citizen, or you get married to a U.S. citizen. And in order to get married to a U.S. citizen for that family that came here, they have to get a divorce. Does that promote keeping families together? No. Was this a deliberate act of Congress? The Life Act of December 21st, 2000, signed by, you know, non-family person, President Clinton. Well, you know, he's the one who said that he, you know, that oral sex is not sex. Yes. Poor Mrs. Clinton. Yes. So maybe that kind of like explains why he thinks that, you know, immigrant families shouldn't be qualified for a green card, that the husband really has to divorce the wife or the wife vice versa in order to legalize here. Maybe he wanted a divorce from, you know, is Hillary her name? Yeah, Hillary Clinton. But he couldn't ask her for a divorce because, hey, he's the president of the United States of America. And he just decided to have an affair. Whatever the rationale for President, lack of family values, Clinton, and I don't think he was a good president. Believe me, when you look at his track record of the legislations passed during his tenure, please, why are the Obamas close to him? Damn. Anyway, so U.S. immigration law is not friendly to whom? Yes, families. In that family, when they come here to the U.S., not only is the option a divorce, how about them two children? Well, if they get a divorce, married a U.S. citizen, the husband's new wife or the wife's new husband could petition for those children as long as when they get married to this U.S. citizen, their children is less than 18 years old, even though they're undocumented and they're here in the U.S. As I said, that's the exception to the rule, which is the obviously ban on legalization for people who overstay their time in the United States of America. Yes, immoral Congress, immoral Senate, immoral U.S. government, immoral President Clinton. Damn. Whoa. You think that the Republicans might be doing this? Well, hey, you know, it makes no difference, a Democrat or a Republican, where immigration law is concerned, because both parties dominated by white people are more interested in white power and not interested in, obviously, you know, endangering non-white children and marriages. My name is Brian Figueroa, the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So when you wives and husbands out there send your spouses to America and they end up divorcing you in the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, this is the dilemma that they're in. What can they do? How do I tell my wife? How do I tell my husband, in order for me to legalize, I have to divorce them? In order for me to petition for my children, I have to find a new wife or new husband. And this is no mistake, my people. This is the U.S. government, like what they have done to African Americans throughout U.S. history, they do to people of color coming from all over the world, Africa, Latin America, the Caribbean. They want to destroy us, not only economically, but spiritually. And this is the unfortunate truth of America, and that is why there's no comprehensive immigration reform, because the Republicans and the Democrats have no love lost for us. What they see us as is what they talk about in the Bible. Gentiles? What were Gentiles? Check your Bible. Again, My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website, Figueroa & Associates, go to www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Love your family. Peace.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
This is Idanis Rodriguez, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Eric Adams and I want to remind you that things happen fast on the street. When you're driving, your speed can feel slow, but if you hit someone, it's terrifyingly fast. Drivers, watch out for pedestrians and cyclists and slow your turns to less than 5 miles per hour. Remember, speeding ruins lives. Slow down.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, and the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Political asylum. They're coming to the U.S., millions of them. Why? Well, President Biden, KKK, Russia, and Trump, they said, well, you know, it's not really political asylum that they're seeking. They're running away from Venezuela because of political issues there. They're running away from Haiti because of economic issues there. They're running away from Nicaragua and other Latin American countries because of economic issues. What is going on in America is what has gone on for ages. They welcome people from Western Europe. They do not want people from non-white countries coming here, which includes Latinos, you know. A lot of Latinos are confused as to what the definition of white is. So they believe that they are white and America should open their hands, their doors to them, just like how they do to Western Europe. But the big issue is how America deals with countries that, hey, their corporations cannot make as much profits, exploit those countries as much as possible. That exploitation, they make more money than they do with trade from Western Europe. Yes. The business of America has always been imperialism. What does that mean? Get your dictionary. Can't give you a whole history of American politics in this session. But America is a conqueror. Just like the people who came here with their history of conquering Spain, France, Great Britain. You see, they go out there and they destroy countries. They don't build countries. And we are their raw materials, both material and personal. So when we are at the border trying to enter the U.S., the most deprived, because those who have visitors' visa, they could come in. And those people have already been tested for, quote-unquote, their intelligence, their ability to stay in their home countries, and their economic value. Which is the first batch of people they steal, because when these countries have problems like Venezuela, the people with their visitors' visas are the first batch that come here, apply for political asylum within a year of entering the U.S., or in some cases, they apply for TPS, temporary protected status, which sometimes temporary protected status may last for decades. My name is Brian Figger of the law firm Figger & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, and the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Political asylum. Well, whoa, KKK Russia and Trump was happy for Title 42. President Biden, Vice President, President Barack Obama also used Title 42 to keep people coming across the border from applying for political asylum. Why? Because, hey, it's one of the reasons America has almost 2.3 or 2.2 unemployment rate now. So those who couldn't get a job, quote unquote, because of immigrants, which was not true, now have jobs. But the American economy keeps on expanding. America has benefited from the war with Ukraine. The oil companies are making billions and billions of dollars in profit. So on one side of their face, the U.S. government will say, boy, this Ukraine war. And on the other side of their face, they will say, boy, we're making some money from this Ukraine war. So what is America's real position? It's always about the money. It's always about the Benjamins. And it is time that we in the real world understand this. But a lot of us, either emotionally or intellectually, because we don't understand history, we fall for nonsense. And we should stop being tricked. So you want to file for political asylum in America, you got to still get yourself at the border. But they have special processes. If you would like to understand the political asylum process in the United States of America, and you are outside of the U.S., or you have family outside of the U.S., you could visit our website. Ask the Lawyer. Yes. The law firm of Figger & Associates, Ask the Lawyer program. We're going to have a special file on our podcast series on filing political asylum in the United States of America. Get a copy and share it. The website for our law firm, Figger & Associates, Ask the Lawyer, is www.askthelawyer.com. .us. Again, www.askthelawyer.com. askthelawyer.us. Again, do you want to understand the process for filing political asylum in America? Visit our website. The law firm of Figure and Associates, Ask the Lawyer, is www.askthelawyer.us. www.askthelawyer.us. For a consultation on filing political asylum, give us a call and schedule a consultation or visit our website. The number again is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So my people of color trying to come to America, we welcome you here. People of color. Thank you. Peace.
Income eligibility limits for the Medicare savings programs have increased. If you make $2,260 a month or less, you may qualify for a Medicare savings program to help pay for your premiums, deductibles, co-insurance, and co-payments. Connect with a Get Covered NYC specialist to see if you qualify for a Medicare savings program. Call 311 and ask for Get Covered NYC or visit nyc.gov/getcoverednyc.
Eating mostly plant foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans is good for your health. I use beans instead of meat in my grandmother's jerk-style recipe. And when I'm at work, I get a tofu vegetable stir fry.
I like to get a whole wheat veggie hummus wrap for lunch.
Fresh, frozen, canned, or dried, eat a whole lot more plant foods when you can. For free recipes, resources, and food assistance, call 311 or visit nyc.gov/nutrition.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
This is Idanis Rodriguez, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Eric Adams and I want to remind you that things happen fast on the street. When you're driving, your speed can feel slow, but if you hit someone, it's terrifyingly fast. Drivers, watch out for pedestrians and cyclists and slow your turns to less than 5 miles per hour. Remember, speeding ruins lives. Slow down.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Religious petitions, immigration, yes. There are so many different churches in America representing people of color. And those churches are entitled to petition for religious workers. Every year, there's a quota of 10,000 green cards. However, that quota is never exhausted, which means you churches out there, you religious organizations, you are not using this special immigrant visa to bring your fellow religious leaders from the diaspora, the African, the Latino diaspora. So whether it be Latin America, Africa, the Caribbean, wherever, if you have an organized church, you can petition for religious workers from those countries to help you do your job here in America, which is spreading the word of God. Yes. And we know God has different, you know, meanings, but U.S. immigration law does not, you know, discriminate against any particular religion. So we're talking about all religious organizations that are 501c3 approved, meaning they are a bona fide nonprofit. So if you are a religious leader and you want to bring that pastor, evangelist, organist, whatever it is that is categorized as a religious worker, no non-religious work, please, and you want to bring that person to America, give us a call. And we will work with you to bring that person or persons to America so that God's word would be, you know, properly taught. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share with your religious leaders, churches, synagogue, whatever your religion. It's 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Many religions established in the United States of America or imported from other countries, they have the right to religious freedom in America. And obviously sometimes the, you know, the big guy or lady who really understands and can motivate people to God, they are what in other countries. But you could bring them here. You could get them a green card. You could bring their families here so that they could make a transition to America in a much-needed leadership position. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Thank you.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figueroa and Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figueroa and Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figueroa and Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figueroa and Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
The biggest risk when it comes to family wealth is when loved ones don't understand your wishes after passing on. Communicating your long-term wishes ensures that your family gets the message long after you're gone. One good way to ensure that your will is carried through is by doing a video with us at Forever Legacy. We can provide extra protection for your legacy. This way, there are no familial disputes or misunderstandings. You can rest easy, knowing your wishes have come to pass. Schedule an initial consultation with us today. Call 855-768-8845.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figueroa and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Race, racism in America. America has struggles with itself. Free labor, slavery. Well, when slavery ended, it didn't mean that, you know, people, black people were free. You know, it meant black people were free and we could still employ them for nothing and have less financial responsibilities for black people. It wasn't a moral issue, freeing the slaves. It was an economic issue. And people like KKK Russian Trump, the former president, and maybe the next president again, you know, his philosophy of his parents as KKK members, you know, if daddy and mommy was a KKK, what will he be? It's all about, yeah, as he would say, where immigration issues is concerned, he wants all the people from people of color countries. When you come to America, you should be assimilated, meaning no more of your culture. You cannot be Caribbean. You cannot be African. You cannot be Latin American. You have to be a U.S. person, an American. And what does an American mean exactly? Please. But for white people, they do not become assimilated into America. The Germans remain Germans. The French, French. The Spanish, Spanish. The Italians, the Italians. The Irish, Irish. Yeah. Western Europeans keep and embrace their past. And KKK Russian Trump believes, hey, that's okay. You don't need to be assimilated because white culture doesn't get assimilated. Yes, my listenership. You know, we have to be careful when we analyze what quote-unquote American presidents say. You know, Don King, you know, the boxing guy, Mike Tyson, you know, the one who sung, you know, Jesus Walks, was his name, Kanye West. These brothers, you know, from different other mothers, you know, what's wrong with them? They love and embrace KKK, Russia, and Trump. And those are the contradictions that we have in our community. Other contradictions where black affairs is concerned is an African-American, you know, or Caribbean black or black from any other place other than America. There seems to be tensions. So why is white people understand that white is right? black people don't understand that black is right. And those wars or hidden agendas, what have you, is part of the reason black people as a whole are failing in America when compared with white people. You see, love is the answer. When you look in that mirror and you see black, be proud. When you look in that mirror and you see black, hey, say, listen, man, we got to work together. And when the NYPD or the Los Angeles Police Department or the Detroit Police Department stop and frisk, they don't ask, is this black man an American or is he from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America? Your civil rights will be violated. You will be killed if they get the opportunity, meaning they have a proper excuse to kill you. Yes. One of the biggest motivations for me remaining in America, Brian Figaro, the law firm of Figaro & Associates, was to be part of this civil rights movement, fighting for our rights and taking on America and its ugly little secrets. You see, sometimes we are motivated to do things in life, whether you want to be a doctor, a plumber, a carpenter, a nurse. What motivated me to be a lawyer is to be a warrior for my people. Yes, warrior. And one of the areas of law that you have to practice to be a warrior for your people, besides civil rights, personal injury, and immigration, is, yeah, love and intelligence and being truthful and communicating and, you know, practicing what you preach, so to speak. But civil rights law is very important. But I prefer to look at it as human rights laws. Why? Because, hey, it is human rights. You know, legislated as civil rights. But all the civil rights laws that have been passed, one of the biggest beneficiary is white women, yes. So it is human rights, it's universal. And when, you know, we talk about immigration, we also have to talk about civil rights. We have to talk about how African Americans were disenfranchised by a racist immigration policy favoring Western Europeans. Because when slavery ended in 1869, the African American population was almost 20% of the U.S. population. That means 20 votes in 100. However, from 1869 to the 1960s, these white people brought white people here. 70 million Western Europeans and only 500,000 that were black. Therefore, the African American population was reduced from almost 20% to what? 12-13%. So African Americans lost 7-8 votes in every single election, meaning their political power dwindled. Yes. Was this a mistake? Was this, you know, just natural? Are you kidding me? You know, people in Congress, you know, when the Republican caucus, it's like a KKK Klan rally. It's like the KKK has a part of the government that we do not want to acknowledge. And this is America. And that caucus is very powerful. They blackmail the U.S. government in so many different ways. That laws that should be passed for everyone doesn't pass. For example, healthcare reform. Imagine the richest country on the planet just watch Americans die, especially those of color. Because the healthcare system is not a healthcare system that serves all Americans, far less the issue of civil rights. If your civil rights have been violated, give the law firm a call, visit our website, the civil rights section, so you could understand your rights. And the number to call, the number to keep, and the number to share for our civil rights issues is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. If you are a member of the KKK or any other hate group, please do not call me. Peace.
This is Idanis Rodriguez, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Eric Adams and I want to remind you that things happen fast on the street. When you're driving, your speed can feel slow, but if you hit someone, it's terrifyingly fast. Drivers, watch out for pedestrians and cyclists and slow your turns to less than 5 miles per hour. Remember, speeding ruins lives. Slow down.
The United States is consistently ranked among the best internationally for its competitiveness. Are you planning to start a new business or branch of your business in New York? Attend our Chamber Coalition's 5-week webinar series, Small Business Sense Bootcamp. We provide education and business preparation for small business owners and startups. Learn the basics of business planning, how to finance your business credit, marketing, and social media strategies. Small Business Solutions, legal, tax, accounting, banking, and insurance, and how to do business within New York City, New York State, and corporations. Register at startupsbootcamp.eventbrite.com.
Let's Get Covered NYC. Health insurance plans that fit your budget are available. Get one-on-one assistance and enroll before the 15th of the month for coverage starting the first of the following month. Call 311 and ask for Get Covered NYC or visit nyc.gov/getcoverednyc to be connected to a Get Covered NYC specialist.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Yes, our immigrant community, people of color here in America, we are just as sophisticated as the general public. When you see those movie stars, obviously actors, singers, rap artists, baseball, basketball, soccer or football, as you call it, everyone is getting a prenup. Why? Because you have to protect your hard-earned, money, your earnings. And is it fair that you put a ring on it, or she put a ring on it, and then that person walks away with almost half your assets because of the laws of equitable distribution in New York State? What percentage of marriages last forever? what is the, is it 10%, 50%, 30%? Even when they are children, even when you own a home, even when you have investment properties, even when you own a business, even when you accumulated all those savings in your pension plan, these are issues that you start thinking about when you start spying on the guy or the lady's cell phone. You know, she get up in the night or he get up and they're doing texts and all hours of the night. They're taking call and they're whispering in the corner of the house. These are some of the issues that marriage face. And unfortunately, in a lot of those situations, it becomes very hostile. So hostility, obviously, is the response when someone has been betrayed. So love is a, obviously, most people, that's what they say. They married for love. But whether we like it or not, a marriage is a contract. And with that contract, there's responsibilities. And those responsibilities go to the laws of equitable distribution. So, if you have accumulated certain rights in a marriage, property rights, you have to obviously, as we say, do not divorce your money, you divorce your spouse. Do not divorce your children. Additionally, before you make any investments, you have to obviously be careful about those investments, especially if your marriage is on the rocks. Also, if you get a gift through your family, you know, wills, trust, estate issues, you know, you got something from your mama, your grandmama, or whoever, those are separate property. Personal injury settlements is separate property. And what some people do, because they're in love so much, they put their wife or their husband on a bank account where they got a gift from, which was not marital property, or your spouse didn't have a claim to it until you gifted them 50% of that interest by putting him or her on that bank account or on that nice house that your mother, your father, or your brother, or your sister gave to you. So even during the marriage, obviously, we are making decisions based on love, and we do not understand what our rights are, what we can lose or gain based on the rules of equitable distribution. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So yes, the rules of equitable distribution, the rules of giving a gift. There are so many rules where the law is concerned, where marital issues are concerned. You really need to consult with an attorney at any given time, before you get married, during the marriage, especially obviously if you see, you know, there are problems. Yes, you need to consult with an attorney who understands not the issue of whether or not you should get married, the grounds for a divorce. In New York State, what are the grounds? Abandonment, constructive abandonment. Adultery, yes, cruel and inhumane treatment, irreconcilable differences. So the issue of fault doesn't give you money like it used to, and it could give you very little based on how the law is currently. So the fact that your husband or your wife committed adultery, treated you badly, there was cruel and inhumane treatment, she or he stopped having sex with you, constructive abandonment, doesn't give you additional cash. where the laws of equitable distribution is concerned. So if you think, and a lot of people think this way, unfortunately, and unfortunately especially women, that they believe that they were the saint, that they were committed, that they didn't have extramarital affairs, although, you know, things are evening up, you know, they think, the ladies, that, hey, that gives them an edge, and that is not true. And you guys, it's the same. Because the lady is having affairs, ever, you know, all of the things that men did, women do. It's called, progress. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Do not buy a home, obviously, if you know that it's heading for divorce. That person during the marriage, when you purchase that asset, has rights. So any financial transaction that you may want to undertake, please consult with learned counsel. Our website for the law firm Figueroa & Associates is www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Our phone number to arrange a consultation is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Whether it be email or phone call, once we get your message, we will get back to you within 24 hours. Peace.
When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
Attend our 5-week leadership training for faith-based leaders and team. Our experience is that less than 2% of faith-based organizations are prepared for first-time visitors. If thousands of people in your community don't go to a faith-based organization but need to, why doesn't God send them to your organization? Is it that you aren't prepared for a first-time visitor? Take advantage of this empowering 5-week webinar series, giving guidance on being the best faith-based leader you could be. Register at executivefaithbasedleader.eventbrite.com.
The biggest risk when it comes to family wealth is when loved ones don't understand your wishes after passing on. Communicating your long-term wishes ensures that your family gets the message long after you're gone. One good way to ensure that your will is carried through is by doing a video with us at Forever Legacy. We can provide extra protection for your legacy. This way, there are no familial disputes or misunderstandings. You can rest easy, knowing your wishes have come to pass. Schedule an initial consultation with us today. Call 855-768-8845.
Do you want to be a paralegal, or are you planning to go to law school? Our Chamber Coalition's online paralegal program is the right program to get you started. Some of the areas of law include contracts, property law, tort liability, civil procedure, constitutional law, immigration, civil rights, estate planning, wills and trusts, and matrimonial, plus legal research and writing, legal marketing, and small business. We also use Cali, which is used in law schools, and you get extra certificates from Clio and LexisNexis. By graduating from this program, you can market yourself as a virtual paralegal for attorneys and law firms in New York State. There is a one-time fee of $550. Are you excited to learn more? Register for an orientation at www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org.
This is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for listening. Remember, this is your opportunity for a legal consultation on any issue or concern that you may have. Take care of your business before your business takes care of you. The number to call, the number to keep, and the number to share is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Mental health is wealth, especially during Mental Health Awareness Month, which is celebrated in May. In the words of Maya Angelou, nothing can dim the light that shines from within. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Be happy, be safe, be well.